Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The man whose job it is to go get the other quarterback, though, is good enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Nick Bosa, presented by Harris Ranch Beef. Legendary beef, legendary quality. Believe it or not, it feels like he has been around the 49ers for like a decade now. He's been such an important player for them. He'll only be playing in his 24th career game this Sunday night. He's already got 72 tackles and 14 sacks and is, along with Fred Warner, certainly the heartbeat of this defense. Nick Bosa joins us here on Damon and Ratto. And Nick, thank you very much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the intro.
No, absolutely, man. I'm convinced that someone at the 49ers is just messing with me, or maybe it's you, because I went to Indiana University, and we've got Ohio State coming to Bloomington to beat us by 40 points this weekend, so I feel like this is you trolling me or someone. Is this intentional? Did you choose to come on this week just to make fun of me?
Hey, I came for the beef, man. I like good steaks.
So the word is out. We give away the beef.
I tell you what, the fact that you just dialed the number gets you the beef. You don't have to do anything else.
No, but hopefully you'll answer a question or two. Nick, how did the bye week go? Did you take like a 2 or 3 day trip to get away from the season in the 1 week that you're actually allowed to do so? Tell me what you've been working on this past week, or what fun you went to go have to get away from it for a little while.
Yeah, I don't like to get too far away from it during a bye, because the week goes by so fast and then you have 12 more games. So I just took the weekend to go to Napa with my girlfriend, and we just spent the night there and drank a little wine, had some fun, but now it's quickly back to work.
Back to work indeed. So tell us about the work that you guys got coming up against the Indianapolis Colts. Carson Wentz is, you know, a guy who went through some struggles. Obviously, he finds himself on his new team. He's been banged up earlier in the year, but he's coming off a good couple of games, and the Colts just, you know, made paper mache out of the Houston Texans. So what do you think you're looking at when they get here Sunday night?
Well, I mean, we're looking at a really tough team with a really good D-line and a really good offensive line, and obviously Carson Wentz could make plays off schedule, and he's going to hold the ball and try and create, so it's going to have to be a big day for the D-line if we want to come out on top.
How much of a challenge do you get when you're looking at a team that has historically liked to throw the ball but whose best weapon is a running back? Does that make it harder to prepare, or do you just prepare based solely on the film you see?
I think whenever we have a game as a D-line, our main focus is to stop the run. And if we want to do what we want to do, which is rush the passer, it all starts with the run game. So Wednesday is our run game day, and we just grinded it out, had a good practice. So our focus is definitely the run, and then after that, we just go have fun.
Nick Bosa, the 49ers here on 95.7 The Game. So defensively, you guys played one of your best games against the tough opponent that is Arizona. And I'll tell you, it looked like for several series there, this defense finally got used to playing against the kryptonite that is a running quarterback. Russell Wilson has been, you know, tough out for the 49ers for so many years. Now it looks like Kyler Murray is ready to be that, but you really contained the mobile quarterback tell us how you did that. And obviously, you didn't get the result you wanted, but I thought that the defense had a fantastic day.
Yeah, I definitely think our defense is starting to come into our own the past few weeks. Obviously, haven't had the result at the end of the game that we've wanted, but definitely have good things to look forward to as a defense. And we're starting to get used to the running quarterbacks and just being more disciplined. So that's the main thing, just staying disciplined and not trying to win the game by yourself, just rushing as a unit. And we get plenty of practice in our division.
How much better do you think you are handling double teams than you were 2 years ago?
I think, yeah, I'm a better overall player, and obviously the double teams come when you have success, so I'm definitely more aware of it. I had some issues early this year with the chips and stuff, but I'm starting to be more aware, and I'm able to create a little more when I do have those double teams.
Do you have to go out of your way to not think about the injury you suffered last year, or are you definitely deep enough into your return that it isn't on your mind at all?
Yeah, I think I'm at this point, I'm really comfortable out there, and it definitely took a couple games under my belt, but now I'm just playing football.
Which offensive lineman gives you the most trouble?
Which offensive lineman?
Yeah, who have you played against where you went home and you thought, damn, I'm in the NFL?
I don't like to give other guys credit, but going against Trent Williams in practice is a pretty good one.
We heard you guys have had some serious battles all the way starting in training camp. What do you learn from playing against Trent Williams in practice almost every day?
I just learned how to change what I do, and really forces me to watch tape and figure out things that work against a guy who's very technically sound and strong and all the things you want in a tackle. It's not just go out there and do your stuff. It's definitely manipulate how you rush to best affect him.
How much better have you gotten at hand fighting? Because you have been, you know, just a bull rusher of a passer going back to your Ohio State days. But, you know, you got spin moves now, and it looks like you got a little judo class going on every snap.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL's tough. It's not like college where guys are just shooting their hands at you and you could swipe them all day. So you really have to go force the issue with power and then eventually start working edges.
Well, I tell you what, Nick, we are going to give you the beef, but in order to really earn it, I got to ask one tough question. Are you ready for your official one tough question here? Because it's not even on your side of the ball, and it's about what a lot of people have been talking about. We watched you have a great rookie year, and everyone knew that you were going to pop right away. We watched Brandon Ayuk have a great rookie year, and then it feels like he's been a little bit forgotten here in his sophomore year. Is there something different that you see out of him that is causing the 49ers to use him differently?
I wish I had a more informed answer for you on that, but I think as an offense, we take what the defense gives us, and to this point, Debo's been a big player for us, and I'm sure Brandon's going to come alive here. There's a lot of games left. We've only played five, so I think, yeah, I mean, his rookie year was unbelievable, so obviously he has it. We see it in practice every day, I think it's just a matter of time for him.
I indeed hope that you're right, because we would love to see this get a little bit more dynamic, a little bit more splashy on offense. And, you know, we saw Trey Lance make his debut in Arizona. And I'm not asking you to compare and contrast Jimmy to Trey. I think we all know what some of the differences are. But I do want to ask you, since you play against him so often on scout teams and whatnot, how much better has Trey Lance gotten 5 weeks into this season than the guy you met on the first day of training camp?
He's come a long way, definitely. It's obviously a position that you're not going to come in and be a top guy right away. And I think just watching him in his first start, you really saw what you wanted to see from a guy in that position. He played really hard, and he didn't make too many mistakes. And, I mean, I was very encouraged by what I saw, and I'm excited for him.
So your dad, John, came on our morning show a few weeks ago and told us a little bit of a story about how when your brother was playing, they weren't going to let you play, and you just said, I'm going to need to play football in order to sustain my life. Here is your dad telling a story about you.
I just couldn't keep away. And once Joe talked us into going to the youth league, Nick famously, you know, laid on the floor and threw a fit and said, if we don't let him play football, he's going to die.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So his mother and I, we looked at each other and said, well, you know, we really don't want to lose our youngest son, so I guess we're going to have to let him play. But he literally was on the floor, you know, throwing a tantrum that if Joey can play and he can't, he was going to die.
Now, how much older is Joey than you? What, 2 or 3 years?
He's 2 years and 3 months.
2 years and 3 months older. So when you went out and actually got the opportunity to play, did you feel like, finally, I'm living my life now? I know who I am?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little kid at that point, and I already really had a passion for the game. Just knowing that my dad played, my uncle played, and I would go to Dolphin games with my dad. It really was just something that stuck with me since a really young age, and seemed like my destiny.
Well, I tell you, you said you grew up going to Dolphin games. Do you watch any sports still in your free time? You watch like any of the NLCS or ALCS tonight? You watch Ohio State hoops? What do you do in your free time?
I have been keeping up with the Red Sox. I've always been a Red Sox fan. I kind of got away from it a little bit, but now that they're in the playoffs, I've been tuning in. I hear they're getting their butts whooped right now.
They are. It's 7-1 Houston, top of the ninth, so we didn't want to leave you on a down note. So let's just go ahead and do what you came here for, Nick Bosa. Our friends at Harris Ranch Beef are surprising you, but it's no surprise. The word is out. You get a dozen USDA Prime New York steaks, a total case weight of 10.5 pounds. Will you be grilling these yourself, or do
I will.
You?
Do I'm a big steak guy, so I've kind of mastered my technique on cooking steak. So I'm excited for that. Thank you to all you guys.
Absolutely. Do you go grill or do you go cast iron pan? Where do you get your best results?
Cast iron and then throw it in the oven, finish it off.
There you go. That's the way to do it. A little sear it. And then slip it in that oven around 450, get a nice little blast of heat, comes out a nice perfect medium rare.
Exactly.
Go get him this weekend. Carson Wentz, quarterback must go down hard, Nick Bosa. Thank you very much.
No doubt. Thanks for having me.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.